Karen, what's so much more appealing about men's cricket than women's?
I think nothing, actually. I think women's cricket is just as entertaining. The women are incredibly talented, and it's a very exciting sport, especially the T20 league that was the Big Bash. The women's Big Bash was just as entertaining as the men's Big Bash. The challenging thing is that women's sport does not get the same media attention as men's sport. And many days, if you look at the newspaper, if you look at the TV coverage of sport, you won't see any women mentioned at all. Why is that? I think that's probably because women are valued less in society more generally, and there's been 100 years of men's professional sport and very few years of women's professional sport, and it's just not institutionalized as being something that's fun or interesting in our psyche.
So it seems to be mostly a case of historical and cultural opposition and inertia.
I don't know that there's actually opposition. I mean, there probably is some opposition, but I think it's probably more a case of it's not in your face, it's not very well funded, there aren't very many sponsors. And so we're in a catch-22 position where there's no attention, so there's no sponsors, so there's no attention, so there's no sponsors. It's actually very challenging. Right now, this year is going to be a good year for women's sport. And at the moment, this last 2 weeks, we've just had very good coverage of women's tennis. Women's tennis is one of the few sports where the women get almost as much attention as the men. There's pay parity. There's still debates around the pay parity, but the women, you know, my newspaper yesterday had the winner of the women's tennis on the front page. Today was the winner of the men's tennis. So, I mean, I guess that's pretty much equal coverage.
So why do you think tennis is, in particular, is it just an accident or what?
Well, I think that tennis has decided to, especially the Australian Open, have pay parity for the women, and because it's an individual sport, and because the women at the majors play at the same time as the men, the way that it's organized is that the women are on prime time as well as the men. That the sport has organized itself so that the women's element of it gets equal attention as the men. If you buy a ticket to Rod Laver Arena, you'll get a woman's match and a men's match. It's the way that they've structured it makes the women is easier for the women to have equal prominence. I'm not saying it actually is fully equal, but it's pretty close. And I think that that's a decision of how the sport is organized itself. So if the TV is covering it, they're covering both the men and the women. There is no competing man's match potentially if a top woman is playing. And there's also a great deal of interest in the women as well, I think probably for that reason.
And so, Karen, so speaking of where does the responsibility lie, you talked about tennis as how it's organized itself to give this equal coverage. Is it then the responsibility for making this equal coverage in all sports, obviously not just tennis? Does it lie with then the sports organizers and sponsors?
I think that's part of it. So the Big Bash, the women's Big Bash, was on at less favorable times. It wasn't on during prime time. It wasn't advertised at all. The women's Big Bash was on before the men's Big Bash. So the women had good fields, you know. Oftentimes women's sport are relegated to bad times and bad fields. The women had good fields, but they had bad times. They weren't having the same profile television coverage as the men's Big Bash. If the women were on in the evening, maybe more people would be watching it. I'm not sure. I just think that the way that it's structured is that the women aren't getting the same sort of profile as the men.
And so do you think there's also an issue in terms of approach of feeling that maybe giving coverage of men's and women's sport becomes too time-consuming for maintaining interest for the public?
I think the public has a really insatiable appetite for sport, particularly in Australia. I think we love sport here. So I'm not sure that there's too much sport happening, that there's so much that there's no space for the women's sport to have prominence. I think it is decision, and I think, as I said, you know, culture and history have a lot to answer for here. I think that we don't have a culture where we value women's sport, and we don't have a history of where women's sport's getting much in the way of sponsorship. And so those two things, in order to combat those, we do need to think about, the sports themselves need to think about, well, if we're really serious about getting women's sport equal coverage and equal sponsorship to men's sport, then we need to think about how we're scheduling it, how we're profiling it, how we're encouraging sponsors to get on board, and those sorts of issues. there's also an element of risk, I think, that is used, that is both real and is also an excuse for not giving the women's sports appropriate coverage. So they're worried that there won't be any sponsors who will help pay for it.
And where might mixed gender sports fit into this picture?
There's so few of them that that's a really good question. I mean, I can't think of any professional mixed gender sport.
And so
except maybe horse racing. Even I mean, and you know, the Melbourne Cup being won by a woman this year, maybe opportunities for women will improve. But generally, there aren't any mixed gender sports.
And so is that differentiation purely upon the basis of the idea that men and women are unequal physically and it wouldn't be a fair competition?
I think that that's probably the justification for it, yes.
Right. And so that right now, is that something you would like to maybe see more of in terms of coverage and things like this? Or
well,
seeing that emerging?
It would be interesting. There's just such a long way to go in general.
Yeah.
That you know, almost seems too hard, doesn't it? But I think it's it's very interesting.
And I guess also just another thing for this year, what kind of highlights do you think for women's sports are going to be emerging this year?
Well, this year, as I said, it's going to be a really good year for women's sport because it's an Olympics year.
Right.
And women's sports get great coverage during the Olympics because in the Olympics, women's sport is just as prominent as men's sport. And so we see our women swimming. We see actually in all events, you know, athletics, all the Olympic events that women will have very high profile, the rowing, not just in the sports we're good at in Australia, but also across the board. So I think this would be a good year for women's sport. The challenge is to carry that on to a sport, everyday sport, the sport that happens every year, and not just the sort of very tiny Olympic sports that many people are involved in.